In Charlotte, North Carolina, police have just released body cam footage capturing a white police officer shooting and killing a black man last month. The man is armed. The officer asks him to put down his gun repeatedly. But what happens after that is raising a lot of questions, and the community is demanding answers and protesting. Sarah D'Elia of member station WFAE has more.
The Burger King parking lot in West Charlotte, where 27-year-old Danquarius Franklin was killed, has become a meeting place for local activists. Yesterday, during a press conference, Micah Johnson, a community organizer, spoke passionately as others snapped their fingers in agreement.
When the video was released, I screamed, "It is not normal to watch videos of people getting murdered. That is not normal. We don't deserve that." But it happens all the time.
The body cam footage of Officer Wendy Curl shows the moments leading up to the shooting and then Franklin laying on a gun afterwards. But community members say it looks like Franklin was trying to comply with Curl's orders to drop the gun when she shot him. There are differing accounts as to why the altercation started, but police maintain that Officer Curl believed Franklin was an imminent threat. This week, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department continued its outreach to keep tensions low. The department scheduled events at local churches, not for the public to hear from police, but for the police to hear from residents. At one event, Minister Sean Richardson started by asking Police Chief Kerr Putney and Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles if either one of them had considered resigning.
And I mean it with all due respect. Sure. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Chief Putney listened and responded in a measured fashion.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your opinion. Here's what I'll tell you. Since we're just being real, we have too much work to do for me to quit. I'm not going to quit. I'm sick of seeing this, too.
Others in the audience, like Yvonne McJetters, a veteran and minister, asked for more information about police training, especially when it comes to de-escalation.
I have two sons, and I don't want to see what happened to any of the young men. I didn't look at the video. The fact of the matter, I know he's dead. He's not coming back home. Take your hand off your weapon and treat people like human beings.
This week, Chief Putney maintained two things. He's not going to defend the actions of Officer Curl, and he's not out to vilify Danquarius Franklin. He expects to present the local district attorney with results from their internal investigation on the officer as early as next week. For NPR News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.